Hello everyone, welcome to the Agape Podcast, a podcast about Christ's unconditional love. It's your host Liv, and let's get into today's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Agape Podcast, it's Liv. And today we are going to be diving into some scripture that over the last few months has been like brought up again and again in my life. And I just think it's just kind of important to think about. And so we are gonna get started. So for today, we will be going in John chapter 12, and we'll start in verse 1. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, the one Jesus had raised from the dead. And so they gave a dinner for him there. Martha was serving them, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of fragrant oil, pure and expensive nard, anointed Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. So the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. So, let's begin. So for a little bit of context, I know it shared some, but to go into more detail. So they were having a supper for Jesus, or they gave him one, just because Lazarus had just been raised from the dead. And there was Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, and they were all siblings. And so they're mentioned here. And so he had been dead for 4 days, and then Jesus finally comes over there, and Lazarus just comes up, and he's alive again. And so they're there and having the supper, and then all of a sudden Mary comes over and she took a pound of fragrant oil, pure and expensive nard, and anointed Jesus' feet and wiped her feet with her hair. So you're probably oil. Nard oil? What is that? So back in Jesus's time, they had nard oil came all the way from the Himalayas, and that is extremely far away from Jerusalem or Israel. They're in Bethany, but far away from Israel. And so it was costly. And it cost about a year's wages for a person to buy that. And so she takes this really expensive oil and she takes her hair and wipes his feet. I know personally, I don't know if I would even do that. Someone's feet touching my hair? Mm-mm. But it was also really important for this in this context, because in Jewish culture, their women's hair, like really long hair, that was a sign of beauty. And so for her to do that, of course we don't know if her hair was long, but that was one of the very important things for Jewish women was their hair. And so you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, this girl is crazy. Why is she doing this? She's wasting this perfume. She has her hair on Jesus's feet. Wiping it, like, why? Well, it's all an act of worship. She was showing Jesus, I'm giving you all that I have. I'm giving you all that I am. I'm giving you this expensive, valuable oil. I'm giving you my beauty. She was showing Jesus that she didn't care about all this other stuff. She was showing Jesus that she cared about him, and it was just an act of worship. Mary was laying it all down at his feet. We were talking about this at church camp, and one of the notes that I had in my journal and in my Bible was that Mary was giving her all to the one who was worthy of it all. She was giving all that she had to the one who was worthy of all that and so much more. Oftentimes, we think of worship as singing on Sundays when we go to church, or any time, really. But really, if you read Romans 12, 1 through 2, and so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. That means living with our bodies, with all that we do, worshiping God through that. So with that being said, how can you worship Jesus this week? How can you give your time, your energy to worshiping Jesus? That might be serving someone that God is calling you to serve. Maybe it is singing for you. Maybe it's just singing praises to him. Maybe it's thanking him. Perhaps it's using a godly gift that he's given to you, or like a talent, and using that to worship him. There are so many ways you can worship God. And so just think about that this week. How can you worship God? Giving him your all, giving him your best. So, also, one thing I want to point out. One of the cool things about this is that nard is expensive. It was highly valued at the time. And it was mainly used for upper-class people because it was pricey, and including kings. And so nard, or spikenard, appears it was used as a perfume in King Tut's tomb, and oftentimes people of class would be buried using this fragrance. And so not only was Mary worshiping him, it was kind of symbolic of her saying, you are my king, you are the king of kings, you are my king. And so I thought that was very cool. And better yet, just a few days after this, Jesus would have been crucified on a cross, and he would die for mine and your sins. but he wouldn't stay dead. He would come again on the third day. And so I thought that was awesome. So now I'd like to go back to talking about what we were talking about earlier. Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. So some of y'all may not know what sin is. So sin is anything we think, do, or say that God does not like and that he can't be around. It's anything we do. So basically, God is holy. He is perfect, right? And we're not. We've missed the mark. So because we sin, we cannot have a personal relationship with God. And we can't have a personal relationship with God here, and we can't have a personal relationship with God for eternity. So that means if you don't have that relationship, you go to hell. And please don't, and according to the Bible, it's not a party. But we have one great hope. Our one great hope is in Jesus. And so Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But then he didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day. And now he lives in heaven forevermore. So because of that, when we believe Jesus did all that for us, that he loved us so much that he did that for us, and we ask him to come into our hearts and lives, he will change us, and we get to have that personal relationship with God, and we get to spend eternity with him. And it is amazing. Now, there will be hard times, but because you know how Jesus, you're able to get through those hard times. Because you have that peace, and you get to experience that agape, unconditional love, like no other. So, if you would like Jesus to come into your heart and change your life, and you want to have that personal relationship with him, all you got to do is say a prayer. So if you'd like to say this prayer, all you have to do is repeat after me, bow your head, and close your eyes if you can. Just so you know, it's not going to be the words of the prayer that save you. It's going to be the attitude of your heart. So if you're ready, bow your head, close your eyes if you can. And pray after me. Dear God, I know that my sins have separated me from you, and nothing I could do right now could ever change that. But right now, I believe that Jesus died in my place, and rose again from the dead. I trust in him to forgive me for my sins through faith in him. Lord, thank you for saving me. Lord, God, I will. I will commit my life to you. Thank you for this gift. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so happy if you said that prayer. If you did, I want you to reach out to a friend that you know is a Christian. And the reason being is because they're going to tell you what next steps to take, and they're going to help you in so many ways and encourage you. So if you did say that prayer, I'm so happy for you. And just, it's amazing. So, with that being said, I want us to, I'm going to end this episode out in prayer. So, dear God, thank you so much for this amazing day. I just want to thank you for all that you do. Lord, you are worthy of praise. And so, asking you right now to change our hearts, to soften them into hearts that will just worship you in everything we do. Lord, let everything that we do be for your glory. Let this day be your day and not ours. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Agape Podcast. I pray that you'd have a blessed day or night wherever you are in the world. Bye.
You have just listened to the Agape Podcast.